Good morning. Welcome to everyone this morning for the divine service here at Zion Lutheran Church. We begin our opening, the opening of our worship, with the singing of our first hymn, The Church is One Foundation.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, July 21st, 2024 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Casey Jones, Rachel Welker, and Ken Richard. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 644, The Church is One Foundation. Hymn number 644 found in the Lutheran Service Book. Lyndon and Nola Dittus are sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast today, to the glory of God, in honor of their 36th wedding anniversary on July 2nd.
Rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, though we do not deserve your goodness, still you provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your gifts, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the ninth Sunday after Pentecost, is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, beginning at the first verse. "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture," declares the Lord. "Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people. You have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Behold, I will tend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord. Then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall any be missing, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he shall be called: the Lord is our righteousness." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A catechetical review in regards to the Ten Commandments. What is the third commandment?
Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
What does this mean?
We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching in his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it.
The epistle reading from Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at the 11th verse. Remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of two, so making peace, and he might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who are far off and peace to those who are near. For through him we have both access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest for a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding towns and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? go and see. And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave it to them, to the disciples, to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces of the fish. Then those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead in the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of our hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 666, O Little Flock, Fear Not the Foe, hymn number 666 found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
The sermon text taken from today's gospel reading. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus had compassion on the people because they were like sheep without a shepherd. That is, the people were leaderless, and they were searching for guidance. I suppose, as I thought about it, it would be like most of us trying to figure out investments or insurance or retirement plans. We float along looking at several experts in the field, and when we do, we're more confused than when we started and more terrified that we're going to make a humongous mistake than ever before. These folks were like that with their faith in God. None of the shepherds, that is, their religious leaders, could give them any solid answers. But Jesus taught as one who had authority. Think back to our Old Testament reading for this morning. The shepherd kings of Israel hadn't done their job, and instead of caring for the people, and that would mean pointing out to the Messiah and making sure there was right worship in the kingdom of Israel, they scattered the people. What does that mean? Some introduced false worship. Some introduced false gods. Some introduced a commingling of false gods with the one true God. Well, one true God called this an evil deed and pointed to the day when he would set up true worship in the kingdom and set up true shepherds over them. I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king, and he shall execute justice and righteousness, and he will be called the Lord, our righteousness. This is the type of king that Jesus is. He is a righteous king who will shepherd the people into the kingdom of God. It's July, and we reference the prophet Jeremiah, who is in turn pointing us to Christmas, just like Isaiah does. For every tramping warrior, for every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. That is, what he's saying, the conflict is going to cease, and the uncleanness of battle will not touch the Lord's people. How is that? How is that going to happen? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Here the prophets point forward in time to the restoration of David's dynasty, and that not merely on political grounds, but also on the religious and moral obligations to follow the covenant that God had established with his people. As the prophet Micah foretells, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you will come one for me who is to be the ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient of days. He shall stand," catch this, "he shall shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord and in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace." He shall stand and shepherd his flock. The eyes of Jesus looked and saw more than just a mass of people on a beach. His eyes saw the spiritual condition of those people. Sheep without a shepherd. And sheep without a shepherd are bound to stray and helplessly wander. Jesus saw the spiritual condition of the people, and they were bound to perish without his teaching. Seeing this people in this condition, what does Jesus do? He immediately begins to start shepherding them. He spoke to them of the kingdom of God. He healed the ones who had no strength. And after teaching all day, and it was getting on to evening, the disciples began to get a wee bit antsy, and they asked Jesus to dismiss the people so that they can go and buy food. What does Jesus say? "You feed them," Jesus answers. And their reply is incredulous. 200 denarii couldn't do this. How are we supposed to pull this off? There's no way that this can be done. And, you know, these disciples, well, apparently they forgot about the wedding feast at Cana. They forgot about Jesus' miracles when he changed the water into wine. Or they forgot about him just now healing so many of the sick people and giving them their health back. And Jesus is, on the other hand, he's trying to get them to think of the almighty power and place his almighty power and place the reliance on him and his care. They stop. The disciples stop at the impossibles, and they do not see that the impossibilities are there to make them think of Jesus and the things that are possible for him. Do we do that? Stop at the impossibles and forget to think about the things that are possible for our God, for our Lord and our Savior. It's worth pondering. It's worth thinking about. But what does Jesus do? Jesus proceeds with a miracle. Jesus is not just feeding 5,000 people. He's given a message to the apostles, a message of just who he is. Do they understand yet? No, they don't understand yet. Later they will understand that Jesus is the great shepherd king. The disciples will understand what Paul writes for us in our epistle reading. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. He reconciled us to God through the cross. He preached peace. He preached divine peace. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Peace on earth and goodwill to men upon whom his favor rests. The promise of the prophets is born forth at Christmas and is in action before us today. In the person of the great shepherd king. Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, true God and true man in one person, the eternal Son of the Father, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, to be our Savior and our Lord, a Savior sent to us by the Father to be both man and God in one person, to redeem the world, to save humanity by his very death and his resurrection. This Jesus is the world's only hope. Jesus is the world's only life, and Jesus is the world's salvation. In the kingdom of Christ, there is grace and comfort and the forgiveness of sins, and there is joy and there is peace. He does not deal with us as our transgressions and our sins deserve. He does not deal with us in sternness, but rather he deals with us as a loving and kind Father. What is the forgiveness of sins if it's nothing less than the justification and peace with God? Jesus shepherds us with his righteousness, and he completely obeyed his heavenly Father, who won for us, Jesus, he won for us the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. So your righteousness before God, what does it consist of? Your righteousness before God consists in this, your forgiveness of sins. Purely by grace, not on account of any works on your part, but purely by grace, God reckons to you the righteousness of Jesus Christ. In Christ you are pronounced free from sin. That is, you are justified in the sight of the Father. So when you look upon Jesus Christ, understand him as your good shepherd. See that he is the one who has protected you from the roaring lion, who is Satan. He is the one who protects you with his life. He is the one who shed his blood for you. He's the one who leads you to all calmness. As in Christ you realize that you are justified before God the Father. And you are righteousness in the Father's sight, and you are holy, and you are innocent. You are a chosen daughter, a chosen son, a son or a daughter of the King of Kings, the great Shepherd King who is your Lord. Seeing yourself as a citizen of the kingdom of the great Shepherd, you can truly say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack no good thing. In that good shepherd's name, amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds, in the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the offertory.
You have been sharing in the Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org. where you will find our links to the internet stream and to the Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of our Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 to the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Let us rise for prayer. We pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. King of glory, by your mercy and your compassion, you gave yourself over to death on a cross to obtain everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness for all believers. By your Spirit, keep us firm in his faith that we might always live under you in your kingdom. And serve you in joy and peace, even as you have been raised from the dead, live and reign to all eternity. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Jesus, Lord of compassion, who looked upon the sick and the hurting and the wayward, and saw them as sheep without a shepherd, look upon the sick in our midst, and be their ailment in body or mind or spirit. We pray you to be compassionate and merciful unto them. Listen to their cries. Lift them up in your arms and heal them from their besetting infirmities, that they may praise your name. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
prayers. O God, our Creator, who in the garden saw that it was not good for man to be alone and gave unto him woman as his wife, we ask your blessings upon Logan Thompson and Mackenzie Brantland, as they will later this week be joined in the union of marriage. As Logan and Mackenzie take their vows before you, bless their marriage with your continual presence, guarding, watching, and bearing them up all their days. Lord, in your mercy.
Yes.
Gracious God, as we approach both Vacation Bible School and the beginning of Zion School year, we ask you to give diligence and preparation to those who teach your word, and ask that your Spirit would work within the hearers of the word so that the seeds of faith that dwell within them be tended, nurtured, and granted growth. Grant calmness of spirit to those who prepare for Vacation Bible School and Day School so that they can focus on the task of spreading your word. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Jesus, as we approach your table this day to receive the sacrament of the altar, grant that we come in true faith, trusting in your presence, in with and under the bread and wine, for the forgiveness of sin and the strengthening of our faith. Grant that our communion together be a realization that we each are sinners in need of grace, and a banner of unity in the confession of faith proclaimed from this altar. All these things we ask in your precious and holy name. Amen. We continue now with the service of the sacrament as found printed in your order of service. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and life everlasting. Impart to you his peace. Body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and life everlasting. Give heart to peace and peace.
Please rise. The true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 912, Christ is our Cornerstone, hymn number 912, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Couple things. Please check your back of your Zion's light for any announcements going on here at Zion. And also Please remember we have a voters' meeting this Tuesday night at 7 p.m. in the auditorium. Congregational voters' meeting, quarterly congregational voters' meeting, and also this Friday, Vacation Bible School. So please remember that also. And now may the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
Sometimes it's a bad candle, and sometimes that